Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. We are continuing today in our study of the Christian marriage relationship. This week, I've been sharing with you some thoughts on God's design for the marriage relationship, God's order for the marriage relationship. And we saw in Ephesians chapter 5 that God had clearly outlined His plan for how the marriage relationship, how the design for marriage should truly be as ordered by the Lord. And we saw in, starting at verse 21 of Ephesians 5, these words, and I'm going to read several scriptures to you and we'll discuss them. But in verse 21, it says, "Be subject to one another in the fear of the Lord. Wives, be subject to your own husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ also is the head of the church, he himself being the Savior of the body. But as the church is subject to Christ, so also wives ought to be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself up for her." And verse 28 says, "So husbands ought to also love their own wives as their own bodies. He who loves his own wife loves himself." And then finally, verse 33, "Nevertheless, each individual among you also is to love his own wife, even as himself, and the wife must see to it that she respects her husband." Now, the marriage relationship, as God designed it, is outlined there in Ephesians chapter 5. God intended for Christ to be the head of the husband, as he's also the head of the church, and the husband to be the head of the wife, or the covering for the wife, you could say. God's intention here was that He had designed a perfect working order if all the parties did it God's way. What we have seen, however, historically, is that many people have taken those scriptures and twisted them for their own selfish reasons. Wives not wanting to be submissive to their husbands would say that that was a cultural oddity of days gone by, or husbands wanting to domineer their wives and wanting strict obedience to their own selfishly motivated plans would say, "There's the scripture, you have to obey me." And we see a twisting of these scriptures depending on who wants what out of the relationship or the marriage situation. God intended for the marriage relationship to be a place of unconditional love expressed from the husband to the wife and the wife to the husband, just as Christ unconditionally loves the husband and the wife and loves his church. Jesus laid down his life for his friend, the church, for his friend, you and me. The Lord calls the husbands to that same high level of responsibility of laying down their life as servant leaders in the marriage relationship. And the Lord calls wives to be respectful, honor their husbands, to be the helpmate, the one that will assist and uphold and encourage and stand by and come to the aid of and benefit and give a lift to and support the husband. This divine order for the marriage relationship is not an insult to either husband or wife. It's a divine plan that will provide an atmosphere in the home where both growth and maturity of all the parties, husband, wife, and children, will be able to take place. When things are out of order, we find trouble in the home. God intended for husbands to love wives so much that they would literally lay down their own selfish desires just to be a blessing to the wife. And the Lord also calls wives to be so unconditionally loving that they would also lay down their life to bless their husbands and would show honor and respect in a day when many women have become hardened and disrespectful, or you could even say despising, of men. So we've come to a place in our society where relationships and marriage looks so little like what God originally intended for it to be. Marriage was to be a place where the banner of God's love was over the home, where the husband's covering was a banner of love over his wife and children, where the wife rejoiced in loving her husband, blessing her husband, edifying her husband, not fighting with her husband, arguing with him, but a place where they are mutually blessed because each seeks to serve and bless the other one. As it said in Ephesians 5:21, be subject to one another in the fear of Christ. Be willing to lay yourself down, your life down, to bless the other person. We live in a day when people seek relationships to see what they can get out of them rather than what they can give to them. God never intended for it to be a place where selfishness was exalted. It was a place where unconditional love was poured out. And if two people got married and in the power of God and with Christ's love inside of them, made it their plan and their purpose and their goal to pour out unconditional love upon the other one, that place would be like heaven on earth. That home, that marriage would be a place of great marital bliss. And that's what God intended. Let me talk to you today about how to sabotage God's design for your marriage relationship. We've seen it happen over and over, but let me give you some of the high points, or you could say the low points, of how that occurs. How to sabotage your covering relationship. If the husband's is to be the covering for the wife, and Christ is intended to be the covering for the husband and the wife, then we need to be in God's order in order for that to stay in God's divine design. And yet we see the divine design sabotaged continuously, even in Christian homes. But how does it happen? Here's a few ways where that covering relationship, either the covering of God, Christ over you, husbands, or the relationship of the husband's covering over the wife, either one, how that is sabotaged, there are several things I'll share with you today. First of all, when one spouse or the other is willing to criticize, speak evil of, or slander the other spouse to other people, that covering relationship is sabotaged. The scripture says that wives respect their husbands. If a wife respects her husbands, she's not going to gossip to her girlfriends or even to her mother about the shortcomings, the faults of her husband. That would sabotage that covering relationship. You're not reverencing or honoring your husband in that way, so you're coming out from underneath that covering. Husbands, the same is true for you. If you criticize, speak evil of, complain about, or slander your spouse to other people. Because Christ said that you're to love your wife like Christ loved the church. And though Christ can see everyone's sin very clearly, is quite aware of it, knows all the details of it, he never criticizes or slanders you to the Father. Instead, the scripture tells us is Christ is ever interceding for us. Because we're perfect? Absolutely not, but because he loves us. So your responsibility, husbands, is to keep your covering relationship intact, keeping yourself under the covering of God's banner of love, and you won't speak evil of your wife if you're staying under God's covering of love. You'll be stepping out from under it if you start engaging in that kind of activity. Speaking evil of another person is forbidden by God in Titus 3:2, in James 4:11, in Matthew 7:1, in Ephesians 4:31. We could go on. And speaking evil simply means to defame, to rail on, to vilify, to revile, or to broadcast someone else's shortcomings. You want to reap an unhappy harvest in your marriage? Then speaking evil of your spouse is guaranteed to bring that kind of a harvest. Here's a second way to sabotage your covering relationship or God's divine design for your marriage relationship. A wife's refusal to follow the husband's leadership, and I will say this, with the exception of the husband encouraging sinful activities, with the exception of that, A wife's refusal to follow the leadership of her husband is a sabotaging of your covering relationship. You may not always agree with your husband's decision-making, but God wants you to honor your husband. Pray for him. Pray for wisdom. Don't subtly try to control the situation by doing manipulative things, acting pouty, or any other thing, or withholding sexual activity from your husband to get your own way. Those things are, in God's eyes, an abomination. God wants you to be a loving wife to your husband, following his leadership, praying for wisdom for him, respecting his decisions when the point comes where somebody's got to make a decision. There's no problem with you giving input and discussing it and the two of you coming together to find the will of God in prayer. But when someone has to finally make a decision and your husband makes a decision that you don't agree with, you don't have to blow up and have a temper tantrum and not talk to him for 3 days. That kind of refusal to follow leadership will sabotage your relationship with your spouse and takes you out from underneath God's covering of protection because you're not being obedient to the scriptures yourself. Another thought before we close is that a husband's refusal to lead in marriage and family in a godly fashion will definitely sabotage God's order for your marriage relationship. Leading with a wrong heart attitude, such as selfishness, and trying to demand obedience from the wife when the true motive is wanting your own way or a legalistic spirit that demands a submissive, responsive wife and children without the love that God commands for you to have for your wife, that'll bring death to your relationship. That's all the time we have for today, but join me tomorrow as we continue in this study of God's design for the Christian marriage. God bless you. This is Rita Langland encouraging you. Have a victorious week.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.